And good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 out of Vancouver, British Columbia. I am Jason with you on this beautiful Wednesday, August the 8th. Hope everyone enjoyed the little storm we had last night. Always enjoy a little bit of thunder. Lightning, actually, there was a lot of it last night. Crazy weather. We're up to 35 degrees on the weekend. 100 Fahrenheit for all you Imperial listeners out there. Followed by crazy thunderstorms, a little bit of lightning, dogs hiding under couches and kitchen sinks everywhere. But we survived. We are here and ready for another new day. Dark as we drove in, but it's supposed to be good today. Partly cloudy and sunny, currently 13 degrees in Vancouver at the airport. And without further ado, let's start off the morning with a little bit of prayer.
Electro Swing Vancouver celebrates its first birthday with special UK guest, The Correspondents. The Correspondents have floored countless audiences, with The Telegraph UK rating them as their top 10 highlights of Glastonbury Festival 2 years in a row. They will be joined by a live vaudeville band, burlesque, and a fire display for an all-around spectacular night. Retro dress is encouraged. Advance tickets are $15 at escv1yearanniversary.eventbrite.ca or at Woo Vintage. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM and So Salacious.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
What it is. We're back. I'm back. You're back. We're all back. On CITR, we have got our alumni event coming up this fall. And if you go to our CITR website, which you can find on the internet, yes, that thing on your computer, www.citr.ca, you can find a lovely pictograph of a condensed version of CITR's history dating back to 1066, when William the Conqueror defeated King Harold, and then shortly after that, the inception of CITR as it is now known today. And as I mentioned off the top of the show, we had some crazy weather last night. Lightning as far as the eye could see, thunder, torrent rain, and about 400 people were stranded at the top of Grouse Mountain. I'm not sure that is the place you want to be when a lightning storm is upon us. Only two reports of lightning strikes actually hitting people, one man in Surrey, one in Coquitlam. Both were released from hospital without further injuries, but both now wear tinfoil hats. But no burns, no burns to the body. But that weather is soon to be far behind us. We are going to be coming up very quickly to beach weather again. And speaking of beach weather,
she was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny.
Everyone, I know you're singing along, don't deny it. Yes, it was back in 1960 that 16-year-old Brian Hyland went to number one on the U.S. charts with Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, many of which can be seen down in lovely Kitsilano as soon as the weather gets a little bit better. And I know we are all excited for that. What a great summer here in Vancouver, and we all appreciate good weather because it'll only be hours, a mere hours, before the fall is upon us and we are complaining about the nonstop rain. The forecast is it will be starting to rain in about 2 weeks and end the following June. But fear not, you're here with your DJ who's about to ease your mind.
Hey. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
And so you are, if you're listening now to CITR. Well, what a great set. We started off there with Nikki and the Dove, DJ Ease My Mind, from their album Instinct. Nikki and the Dove from Stockholm, Sweden. Lead singer Malin Dahlström, Gustav Karloff on keyboards, and Magnus Bokvist on drums. Not that we usually tell all about the bands, but those names are so fun, we just had to say them. Sandwich in the middle there was Santa Gold featuring Karen O. Karen O, of course, the prolific South Korean indie rocker from the band the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and their song Go from the album Master of My Make Believe. You can find them, by the way, on Twitter at SantaGold. And finishing off that set was Victoria's own Ocean Noise. Brian and Rachel from Victoria started the band back in 2009 in their basement. And really, at the end of the day, don't all good bands start off in the basement? I think so. Looking at the trending topics on Twitter today, lots going on, of course, with the Olympics. Carolyn Huhn, the Canadian wrestler in the 48-kilogram class, pinned her opponent in 32 seconds. Doesn't even seem fair at that point. And FIFA is still high on Twitter. Of course, many Canadians are up in arms after the refereeing in the Canadian women's U.S. soccer game. Our ladies put in an incredibly valiant effort. Many would say, though, that due to poor officiating, the deck was stacked a little bit against them, and the soccer players made some comments after the match. And instead of worrying about the refereeing and the poor calls, FIFA has decided to investigate the Canadian players and their coaches regarding the comments that they made. And keeping in line with other angry Canadians and animals, Delaware, New York, a Boy Scout leader was nearly killed by a rabid beaver. Yes, Canadians are so inflamed about the loss in soccer that even our animals are fighting back against the Americans. A Boy Scout leader, along with his troop, was attacked and bitten several times on the Delaware River in New York by a rabid beaver. And he wasn't the only one. Canoeists were complaining about beavers ramming their canoes as they paddled up the Delaware River. So, take note, U.S. nation. When you inflame our people, you don't just inflame our people. You are also inflaming our animals. Beware.
Disappear. Open your mind. Close your eyes.
That was Green Tree on Twitter at Green Tree Band, Port Moody's own. And proud to have them, I am certain. Before that, you were listening to We Need Surgery and their song Simon Says from their album We Need Surgery. And kicking off that set was Gabriel Savage from his album The War Within and his song Close Your Eyes featuring Gabriella from Green Tree Band. And you can catch Green Tree Band Within Rust and Halfway to Hollywood. They've got a all-ages show coming up in a couple of weeks at Tom Lee Music for all of you people not old enough to go to the cool venues. But great bands, great local bands. You can check them out live. And I think they're actually going to be, if memory serves me correct, at Metrotown sometime this week selling their tickets. So go out and support some great upcoming bands. You are listening to CITR, and we are Tweets and Tunes. You can find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes or on Facebook on facebook.com/Tweets and Tunes. And you can even call in to the station and talk to us by phoning 604-822-CITR. That's 822-2487. And for all of you people out there with a rotary dial phone or remembering what a rotary dial phone is, there's very few zeros in the number, so it's no pain to call us to get that all the way around. So, this day in history. Big day for the Beatles. It was this day in 1966 that the South African Broadcasting Corporation banned all Beatles records because of John Lennon's remarks about the Beatles being bigger than Jesus. They were none too happy with that. I say none. And they were actually among many radio stations that ended up banning Beatles records because of that comment, although many of them got over it, and the Beatles fared not too well. And in 1969, the epic photo was taken, the photo session for the cover of Abbey Road, all of them walking across the crosswalk. Many of us grew up on that album. Many of us didn't. 50-50. Chances of rain today, 50%. And in non-related Beatle news, but something close to Vancouver, any good riot story always resonates. It was this day in 1992 that a riot broke out during a Guns N' Roses and Metallica gig in Montreal when the Metallica show was cut short. After James Hetfield was injured by the pyrotechnics, and then Axl Rose cut their performance short after he complained of a sore throat. Prima Donnas, Axl Rose and James Hetfield. Actually, if you've ever seen the documentary for Metallica when they were recording Saint Anger, and the documentary is called Some Kind of Monster, it's a pretty big eye-opener to those of you who used to think Metallica was cool. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy my Metallica. But I had no idea what a princess James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich were. It was just ridiculous watching the documentary as they sat around crying, getting in touch with their emotions, and fighting Napster all around the same time. But now, Napster, a thing of the past. We can find all of our songs on iTunes, like this next song from Brastronaut.
My lake to get a closer look. fish swimming beneath your eyes. And it's only a matter of time, my friend, till we reach the logic's end, till I can no longer pretend. I jump a duck, a dive, a swing. 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 I jump a duck, a dive, a swing.
Omara Bambino Mukhtar, the superstar guitarist of Tuareg, North Africa, is coming to Vancouver. His electrifying jams capture the spirit of resistance and rebellion and echoes the playing of fellow Africans Kinarien and Ali Faka Touré, not to mention icons such as Jimi Hendrix, John Lee Hooker, and Jimmy Page. You can see him live with guests Van Abasso on August 16th at the Rio Theatre. Advance tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records, or online at nightheat.ca.
Sob Skank. Scotty spanks butts. He skanks when he strikes. brats.
No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls.
Not just this scene, old Sean, you're really
serious.
Scott, he's seen a crime Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Grounded like a bridge without a cable. I got you fighting over me like Cain and Abel. My words don't mean nothing unless you are unstable. If you want me, get in line, 'cause I will never be your girl. I will never be your girl. Exploding like a kamikaze airplane. My guns are blazing like a man with no hell to pay. And when you realize that I rule the world, if you want to get in line, 'cause I will never be your. I will never be your girl. I will never be your girl.
Chance now. Oh.
If I were a rich man, deedle deedle daddle. Yeah. That was Freak Like Me. Oddly sounding much like Fiddler on the Roof soundtrack. But no, apparently completely original. That was Santa Gold, again, because I like them so much I've played them twice today. Why? Because I can. That was Freak Like Me from the album Master of My Make-Believe. And before that, New Jersey's own, now residing here in Vancouver, Cobra Ramon, who was at the Cellar last Friday night, competing in The Voice of the Cellar, and we'll find out in the next couple of weeks who made it to the top six. And starting off that set, one of my favorites, personally, I mean as opposed to privately, was Brastronaut from their album Mean Sun and Falklands. It's birthday time. Everyone has a birthday. You know what? I guarantee if you are listening to this show right now, you have a birthday. Refute that. I dare you. So, August the 8th, birthdays. Andy Warhol, for all of you Campbell Soup art-loving folk. Dennis Drew, who of course is the keyboardist for 10,000 Maniacs, both pre- and post Natalie Merchant. Chris Forman from Madness, Our House, in You Know the Song. And Dave Evans, who many of you know better as The Edge, from that little band from Ireland called U2. Yes, that's right. Dave Evans, The Edge from U2. It's his birthday today. So if you see him walking down the street, make sure you stop him and say happy birthday to Dave. And finally, one of my favorite bands of all time has a birthday today. You may recall such things. The melodic sounds of the 80s. It is none other than Flock of Seagulls. You hear the seagulls flocking in the background. It's Ali Score from A Flock of Seagulls, who today is older than 27, I guarantee it. And coming up right now, a band whose members have a birthday sometime this year or have already had one.
On the laws, on the laws. When do you need to be opening your business to everyone you see? Your link is calling, are you on, are you on? Trying to focus on the laws Where is the tendency to lift you over to the other side, to the other side?
Yeah. Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty. And I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
One. One yellow school bus. Ah, ah, ah. I love to count. And if you were counting, there were 3 songs that we just played. Yes, that seems to be a theme. Started off with Cookie Duster, Daddy's Got the Medicine from the album When Flying Was Easy. They're on Twitter at cookie_dust. And Sweetheart Band with David Bowie Is Dead. Yes, Sweetheart, they will be playing this Friday at Joe's Apartment on Granville. They will be releasing their brand spanking new CD, XOXOX. And you can find more information on them. They've got a page on Facebook. And you can find them, as I said, on Twitter at Sweetheart Band. And we ended that off with Chains of Love from their album Strange Gray Days and their song All the Time. So, this just in from the world of the Olympics, Canada now leads the Olympic gold medal count at the 2010 Winter Olympics, which many of you probably already knew, and that is not actually news or new news, anyways. But what is new from the Olympics is Canada will not face sanctions. FIFA has decided not to discipline Canada prior to the bronze medal game, and that low-down, stinking, good-for-nothing referee will not be allowed to ref for the rest of the tournament now. She was not named in the final matches, nor should she have been. Well, it's that time of the show where we go under the covers, and I like to play one of my favorite covers by a local Canadian band, and paying a little homage to my friends, personal friends, Public Enemy and Chuck D, it's the Bare Naked Ladies.
Freedom of speech, it's freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Let me hear, sir. Fight the power. to bounce more counters as the rhymes designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the bread's arrived, we got to pump this up and make it tough. From the heart, it's the start of work of art to revolutionize, make a change, nothing strange.
People, we are the same.
No, we're not the same because we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self to mental fitness.
Boom, rush the show. You gotta go for what you know.
Make everybody see, in order to fight the powers that be. Let me hear say, fight the power.
Fight the power.
Let me hear say, fight the power.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Fight the power. Let me hear say, fight the power.
Yeah! Fight the power.
Fight the power.
We got to fight the powers that be.
To most Buddy Ebsen, who was a hero to most Buddy Rich, who was a hero to most Buddy Hackett, who was a hero to most Nutty Buddy, was a hero to most Buddy, never meant shit to me. See how straight out racist, the simple was simple and plain.
Even Duke, you're mad, John Wayne,
cause it's black and it's proud, and I'm hyped cause I'm in. Most of my heroes don't appear on no stamp. Stamp will look back, you look and find nothing but remnants. But what did you get if you check?
Don't worry, have it.
Well, the number one jam. Damn if I see it, people stop me right here.
Give it, let's get this party started.
We got to say,
ah,
novel to the people, no delay. Make everybody see, in order to fight the powers that be. Let me hear say, fight the power.
Fight the power.
Let me hear say, fight the power.
Come on, come on, come on,
come on.
Fight the power.
Let me hear say, fight the power.
Fight the power.
Fight the power.
We got to fight the powers that be.
Shotguns, I seen 12 gauge on pumps, issues, I seen 45 military special with clip on the street, I seen fucking Thompson's, damn Thompson, I seen this shit bad. I've seen hand grenades, I've seen beer can bazookas made. Damn things hit me just as getting hit with a gun. I seen 22 zip guns, I seen 38 zip guns, I seen, I'll tell you, this is about things that you think you never see on the street. I seen dynamite on the street, I seen all of this, you'd be surprised, man, pretty soon they're gonna steal the damn atom bomb. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia. That was In My Coma from their album Magnets and Miracles and their song Losing Sleep. Previous to that, you heard Someone Put the Wrong CD in the Twin River Case, which means I have no idea what was playing. And of course, that was Cookie Duster starting off the previous set, and Bare Naked Ladies with their cover of Fight the Power. You can find that on the Conehead soundtrack if you know that anyone that was alive when that album actually came out. Well, that's it. It's going to wrap up for us here for the day. We've got DJ Jack Velvet live in the studio getting ready to flip the wax. And you can stay in touch with us all this week. You can find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes, and Facebook, facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. And I thought I would leave you off, as many of you are heading to work this morning. What a better way to drive in than with Capital Six and Quit Your Job.